Welcome back to our subject of stores management, and we move on to our next chapter, chapter number 5, layout and location system. Earlier I was talking about planning and preparation, systems and procedures. Accordingly, in chapter 2 we covered the subject of organization. Chapter 3, we discussed about our store systems, and in chapter 4, we discussed about equipment, and now again systems and procedures, and that is layout and location system. Location of a stores is very important, because if the location is wrongly selected, you will lose your profitability. There will not be any convenience in running that stores. You will not be able to fulfill the customer orders properly. Lot of problems will come. Location is very, very important, very, very vital, and we will be discussing the subject of layout and location of the warehouse location system, and that is the very, very important part of our subject. Layout and location system, the key criteria for warehouse site selection. What is site? Plot. Where you actually build your warehouse. That is the site. And we have to select the site, and there are certain criteria for selecting the site. First of all, the cost of warehouse operations and maintenance should be as low as possible. Very clear. Anybody will agree with this. Serviceability, which means proximity to customers. It cannot happen that your store is somewhere in the forest and from there is no access at all to the customer. Then what is the use? Serviceability. From the first chapter I have been telling that service to customer, service to production shops, extremely important. So the cost of warehouse operations and maintenance should be low, and serviceability should be as good as possible. Serviceability means proximity to customers, proximity to ports. Like in Mumbai, proximity to ports. It should be as good as possible. I know it is very difficult to achieve this. It is easier to talk than to achieve. I am aware of this. But ultimately, serviceability, no compromise. No compromise at all, serviceability. So it should be as good as possible. Then availability of transportation should be as good as possible. Railway, road transport should be as good as possible. Because your business will not be viable unless a proper infrastructure is available. Then infrastructure is roads, power, water. You know, years back when Mr. Kirloskar, Lakshman Rao Kirloskar, he was searching for a site. He selected the site of Harihar in Karnataka. This Harihar was not even a city, not even a town, not even a village. But he selected that Harihar as a site for his Kirloskar company. Why? Because he found that railway was available, water was available. And on that basis, he selected that site, which even not, that time it was not even a village. So criteria was, roads, power, water should be as good as possible, transportation should be as good as possible, and proximity to the customer should be as good as possible. Otherwise, if you take the site of your warehouse somewhere away from the customer, and somewhere where there is no transportation available, then you will stand to lose. Then everything is available, but skilled workforce is not available. What is the use? So you should select a place where skilled, knowledgeable, trained workforce is available already in abundance. I don't have to train them from zero level. It should be available. At least some people should be available. They will train. They will train. Okay? But if only villagers are available who don't know even, forget about macrons, but they don't even know even the centimeters and millimeters, then what is the use? Skilled workforce should be available in abundance, then connectivity should be as good as possible. What is connectivity? Again, a very good infrastructure, very good communication system. Connectivity should be as good as possible. Environmental factors should be suitable. For example, if your warehouse is in a place like Igatpuri, now you will say, what is this Igatpuri? I know it is near our Nasik, very good place, but too much environmental problem, too much fog will be there, your parts will become rusty. Already some companies there are facing this problem. Your parts will become rusty, preservation will be a big problem. So a very beautiful place, nature is very good in that Igatpuri, but if you have your warehouse in that place or place like that, you will stand to lose because preservation becomes a big problem. So you should locate your warehouse in a place where environment is not a problem. Government regulation should be suitable for the operation of the warehouse. Taxes should be as low as possible. You should be able to really work in that government regulations there. So all these factors you should first see. Then, in addition to these main factors, there are other factors also. Let me tell you. The central warehouse should normally be located near the largest production facility. Otherwise, supply to production will become a problem. Largest production facility to facilitate communication and cooperation with the supplying factory. The business strategy for new regional facilities should be to serve established base of customers better. It's also necessary to win customer in a new region. What is business? Is to win customer. To win a customer is also important, and to retain original customers is also important. So business strategy for the new regional facilities should be to serve established base of customers better and to win new customers also. If you are able to locate your warehouse in such a site, nothing like that. Do your homework. Find out. Make a checklist where all these points are properly written. So, companies need to consider warehousing in an area of high market penetration, where the market is available, like Mumbai. Market is available, ready there. High market penetration is there. Your own products are also getting sold properly in that market. Need to consider warehousing in a place where high market penetration is there to protect the market share in that region. Otherwise, competitors will take away the business from you. Your own market penetration is best in, let us say, Ahmedabad, Surat. You should have your warehouses in such a place where your own market penetration is very good. Otherwise, what will happen? If you don't have a warehouse there, you will be away from your customer and you will lose the market share because it will be taken away by your competitor. So very good point actually. You need to consider warehousing in an area of high market penetration because you have to retain your customers, you have to retain your market share, plus you have to service your customers better and you have to find out new customers also, equally important. So market penetration. If a company's overall strategy is to protect existing market share, facility location should be selected in the regions of highest sale volumes. Find out, where is your highest sales volume? If it is in Surat, sales volume is quantity into price. So make an ABC analysis or find out by the Pareto analysis, where is your highest sale? You must have warehouse there. If alternatively the main strategy is to penetrate new customers in the regions of little or no sale volume, the new location should be prioritized according to the populations of the regions. You have to penetrate the new customers. You have to find out new customers. Then locate your warehouses according to the population of the regions. Where the more population is there, okay, you put your warehouse there. Maybe you will be able to find out the new customers because of the population there. And all this you find out. And select a very proper location. I will revise the things again for you. Cost should be low as possible. Proximity to customer should be as good as possible. Availability of transportation, infrastructure such as road, power, water, skilled workforce, connectivity, environmental factors, government regulations. The key criteria continues. The central warehouse should normally be located near the largest production facility. The business strategy should be to serve an established base of customers. It's also necessary to win customers in a new region. So companies need to consider warehousing in an area of high market penetration. If company's overall strategy is to protect existing market share, okay, facility location should be selected in the highest area of highest sales volume. And if the main strategy is to penetrate new customers, depending on the population, you should select your store's site as per the highest population there. It should be prioritized according to the populations of the regions so that you can penetrate in the new area also, find out the new customers, which is also important, and keep your warehouses also in the area of high penetration where you will be able to protect your existing market share. Then once you select the location, now question of having a very good building. Now the task of a very good architect comes into picture, because location is important, yes, but more than that, what is important is the building in which you are locating your stores. Space utilization, cubic feet utilization, all that I have told. And can we do all this in a building which is badly designed? No. The building must be, must underline, the building must be properly designed. And for that, what are all the factors I am going to tell you now? New stores must be designed. And here you have to discuss with your architect. New store must be designed in improved modular form. What is modular? There are various modules. If you want to increase the capacity, just increase that module. Then one more module. Similar. What is module? Blocks of similar design. blocks of similar dimensions. So that just increase one module and you have one more warehouse. New store must be designed in improved modular form to allow for future growth of products, product lines. If increases are anticipated, if you are anticipating increase in your business, then modular form is best. Number one, very good thing to be discussed, very important thing to be discussed with your architect, that I want my warehouse to be built in modular form. Tomorrow, if I want to expand, just build one more similar building, which I call it as module. Most stores and warehouses operate best with a blend of high-tech automation, semi-automation, low-cost automation, manual storage for the rate, range of high, medium and low demand items, and their various container sizes. For example, some people will have high-tech automation, semi-automation, low-cost automation. Some people will prefer manual storage, high, medium and low demand items, because some items will be fast moving, some items will be not very fast moving, low demand items, medium demand items, so and their various container sizes. Full utilization of stores, cubic space. So many times I have said in my lecture, cubic space is vital to maximize the use of capital while minimizing operating expenses. While locating the fast moving items in one area, equipping them for high volume processing, we can increase the productivity of stocking and shipping and issuing the relatively few items that account for largest volume of activity. All I am discussing principles of stores building design, which I said that discuss with the architect. As far as possible, I have said that it should be a modular design. Then high-tech automation, semi-automation and low-cost automation. I have said we must build our building in such a way that cubic space utilization is very good. Fast-moving items in one area, equipping them for high-volume processing. We can increase the productivity of stocking and shipping, issuing the relatively few items that account for largest volume of activity. In other words, vital few and trivial many we must sort out accordingly. Straight line flow through a store is almost always a poor layout alternative. The best layout usually has entrance and exit at the same docks. It is called as U-flow. Like entry and exit at the same docks. With high volume items closest to the point of receipt and shipment. So that there is no much material movement and we save in material movement cost and increase the productivity. Drastically reduce aisle sizes is one method of reducing the movement and increasing store density. The best stores will use every cubic centimeter. I could have used the word cubic feet or cubic meter. But I am using the word, earlier also I have used this, cubic centimeter. I should not waste even one cubic centimeter. The best store will use every cubic centimeter of space for either vertical storage or overhead offices, that is mezzanine floors. The reduction of occupied space pays large dividends in terms of reduction of overhead costs. It is a cost. Wasted space is a cost. Flow of material in the house. The flow of the process happens in following steps: receipt, inspection, put away, storage, order picking, order sorting and packing, dispatch. I said earlier, U-flow. It occurs when goods receipt and dispatch functions are located at the same end of the stores, not straight line flow. It comes and goes out from the same place. There you save the material handling
products flow in at receiving, move into storage at the back of the warehouse, then to shipping, which is located adjacent to the receiving area. Receiving, shipping on the same area. Fast moving items are located near the loading bays. Very obvious. U flow. Very economical. U flow. Straight or through flow, okay, if you want. When separate loading bay facilities are available, what to do? Incoming materials and shipping through flow happens. Products flow at receiving. Move into storage, as obviously known to you. Picking area and dispatch area in a straight line. Items with a higher throughput level are located at the center of the warehouse so that the total distance travel would be shorter. When dealing with stores layout, there are two aspects considered. One is the layout for storage areas and storerooms, and other is the layout of bins and racks in each store. So two rack, two layouts. Factors to be considered regarding layout of storage areas. Centralized or decentralized stores, we have discussed already. Nature of material, it can be a chemical, it can be a large block, it can be a casting, it can be forging, it can be small things like bearings. Quantity of the material to be stored, some quantities can be in lakhs, it can be even in thousands. Utilization of floor and air space, scope of future expansion, accessibility. What is accessibility? I should be able to go near the rack with the forklift, and the location of the rack should be such a way that I am able to easily pick the material from that rack or from that bin without any difficulty. That is called accessibility. I have seen in many stores the accessibility is very poor. I am not able to go near the rack with my forklift or with my trolley, because the rack is somewhere behind another rack. I am not able to go there. That is very poor accessibility. Then use of material handling devices, protection against thefts, loss, pilferage, etc. All these layout of storage areas I have to make. So in this, first I have discussed the location. Then I have discussed the building. Now I am discussing the layout of storage areas. Because all these, if I don't do, I am not able to operate my stores. So storage layout number one. Look at this. Through flow. Material comes and goes. Receiving. Shipping. Fast moving items. Very near. Average moving, slow moving. Average moving, slow moving. Fast attempts are here. So what happens? You are able to save on the material movement. So stores layout number one. Look at this stores layout number two. All the racks are near the walls. Dock for subplant 1 and 3, dock for subplant 2 and 6, dock for subplant 4 and 5, that is subplants from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are there. And this is the dock. Dock means where I am able to ship the material from there out. So all the racks are kept near the wall. This can be a store layout. Then this layout you can see that straight through receiving, storage, shipping, as I have showed you earlier. U form, receiving and shipping on the same side. Fast moving is very near the receiving. Slower moving is behind. Slowest moving is behind. Very, very easy to understand stores layout. Stores layout number 4. Look at this. Zone number 1, zone number 2, zone number 3. These are the docks. What is dock? Material goes out from there. Receive pack, receive pack. Low rise, high rise, high rise. Shelving and drawer, rack storage, semi-automated storage, automated storage and retrieval. From this storage, material goes to receive pack. From zone 2, it goes out. layout of racks. Look, racks are kept like this. Different type of layouts are described below. However, it is advisable to prepare models and drawings of proposed layout and examine the effects of various layouts. Racks can be kept like this also. Racks can be kept like this also. Racks can be kept like this also. But here you can see it is not accessible. I am not able to take my forklift up to here. But otherwise, there is very good space for me. But there are certain racks which are not accessible. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 racks are not accessible. So, here everything is accessible properly. You can take your forklift, pick the materials. So, these are the... This is also the layout of racks, where some racks are kept near the wall, some racks are kept in the middle, and proper gangways are, or aisles are left in between. Then location system. What is location system? Here, this is the row called B. This is the row called K. That means there are rows like K, L, M, N, O. Then there are these rows, horizontal rows like C, B, A. Now, my atom, which I want to give the location system code, is lying here. Is lying here. That means it is lying in this row number B, row number K. That means my coordinates are B and K. Okay? It is lying in this row number B, it is lying in this row number K. So I can call this number or this atom as BK. Okay? Then it is lying in the row, it is lying in the rack number 6. My atom is lying in the rack number 6. This rack number 6 is a part of BK. So I call it as BK6. This rack is obviously BK6. Okay? BK6. Now, when I look at this rack number 6, it is looking like this. This rack number 6 has various compartments like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it is lying in that row number C. So, I call this item as BK6C3 because it is lying in the C and compartment number 3. So, this is my beautiful location system. Any atom I am able to put on my sticker of the barcode and the location of this atom is BK6C3. And all the atoms I can identify like this. Location I can identify like this. This is the system. For example, if it is in the C and it is in the, let us say, L, CL, CL, it is rack number 5, let us say CL5, C3. So like that, I can identify location of any atom in the stores, which I have seen in Mahindra and Mahindra, where they, how they keep the material exactly as per this location number. They are able to find out the location, BK6C3, and that means that atom. It is, for example, the name of the atom is bearing, and then they write there BK6C3, that means that bearing will be always kept in that particular compartment only, BK6C3. Anytime you can find out that without fail. So it is a very beautiful location system which all of you should follow while identifying the part properly. Storage methods are loose. It is kept in loose condition also. Like some parts, like iron steel bars, or some balls, like that. Then bin storage, block stacking, shelving and racking. Storage methods, you can see here, roll through racking. In Mahindra Mahindra I have seen that roll through means material comes like this. First FIFO in, FIFO out. Material comes, it is kept here, it is consumed from here. Then by gravity, the material comes, then it is issued. First in, first out. First in, first out. It's a very beautiful system because whatever material comes after this is kept behind this. Whatever material comes after this is kept behind this. That's why this roll-through racking ensures that first comes, it goes out first. First in, first out. Roll-through racking, it has rollers. So, whatever I keep on the upper side of the rack, it comes down by gravity automatically. Nobody has to push it. It comes down automatically. And nobody can keep it, the material on the FIFO outside, because there is a barrier there. You are not able to go with material there. They keep barrier there. So nobody by mistake also is able to put the material on FIFO outside. He has to keep the material on FIFO inside only, then slowly it will come to the FIFO outside. So first in, first out is ensured by this roll-through racking. Then drive-through racking. Look at this. I am able to take my forklift till wherever the material is there. I am able to stack the material there. So it is drive-through racking. It can be designed like that. So I am able to take my forklift up to the rack and store the material, stack the material there. So it is called as drive-through racking. There is one more thing, mobile racking. You know that racks I am able to move and then put it again. So I save the space there. So it is called as mobile racking. You must have seen these mobile racks anywhere in the stores, because thereby I am able to save the space by moving the racks automatically and then putting the racks back to their position after loading the materials. So mobile racking is one very important. Thank you.